doesn't that back
Well, that's a gutter. He knows what a gutter is.
Is there usually a barrel there to catch the water?
Sometimes, yeah. But not in this country because it draws mosquitoes.
Well, in the days before you had indoor plumbing,
yeah.
What about toilet facilities? Where were they?
They were outside, specialist.
A what? Is that what you called it?
Some of them do.
A specialist.
What did he call it?
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
A closet.
I've heard some funny ones.
No, not outside, but they
had, like, rumination. Outhouse?
Outhouse.
Not too loud over there.
That's the word that
you used. Outhouse, I think so.
Have you ever heard it called a privy?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know too much about... Go ahead.
Johnny.
Johnny. I see. I don't know if you know too much about a farm or not, but there's some questions I'd like to ask you anyway. Could you tell me about some of the different buildings that people would have on their farms or on their ranches around here?
Yes.
Besides, you know, the house where they live.
Chicken house, hog pen, feed house, feed bin, smoke house, tool house. Tool shed, tool house, tool shed.
Those were the same thing?
Hmm?
Tool house and a tool shed were the same?
Yes, I would say they were the same.
Was there a building that was designed especially for storing corn?
Well, that would be a feed bin, say. Now, in this country, yes, that's a farm. A corn bin or a feed bin. Now, I've been on ranches where they have their oats like that. I would call that a feed bin. Empty the feed out of a sack so the rats and the mice won't put holes in the bag because at times there was a refund. On a sack, gunny sack or oat sack, you see. And they had the feed bin, and easy to get to with a scoop shovel and such as that.
Did people around here ever have what they called a corn crib?
Yes, I've heard that expression. Of course, that times like that, as you said, are farmers' times, because they grow it and they keep it for their own stock. But, they're not in such big corn fields as they are like in Kansas or maybe in your country or in Illinois, you know, the Midwest, where they really raise the corn for commercial purposes or for the market. Most of the little farms that I've been on is for the personal consumption, and that'll be corn on the cob.
Where did a farmer usually store his hay?
In a hay loft or in a hay stack. If a farmer has any amount of hay, he'll sell it in bales. And some of them in these smaller communities, one will have the hay maker, and they will rent that or loan it to their neighbors so they can bale it. But a great many have just the ordinary haystack. So they can distribute that to the feed lot for the cow and then what few horses or things like that, well, they can just get that out of the haystack.
I see. One other building for storing grain that I'm interested in